I'm here with Matt Robinson, Director of Energy and Water for the Australia Pacific region of Advisian. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So I'll start off with an easy question. What will the energy mix in Australia look like in 5 years?
Well, that's the $64 million question, isn't it? I think the key point is to recognise that we're in the midst of a transition here from a centralised fossil-intensive energy system to one that's highly automated, highly distributed, and with much, much greater integration of renewable energy and thermal and storage technologies. I doubt that we're going to remove all of our fossil fuels from the energy mix in the foreseeable future, but we are going to be able to integrate much higher levels of low emissions energy sources. And that's possible with storage technologies and intelligent systems that enable us to control and manage energy in a distributed world. So whilst I might not be able to predict the mix of energy in the future, I can envision a more varied mix with much less domination from coal and other fossil fuels, but with a significant growth in distributed energy and storage.
So which renewables do you believe will lead the transition to the new energy future?
Well, given that a key facet of this transition is the move to a distributed model, then the technologies that are best suited to that environment will find a place to thrive. We can see an example of that today with rooftop PV. It's a technology that lends itself to powering a household or business at their premises. You don't need to be technically minded to operate it. There's virtually no maintenance. And modern systems even integrate artificial intelligence to learn how you use the system and optimize it to your usage patterns. We've seen huge cost reductions driven by economic factors that are more akin to the consumer goods sector and mass production, sharing their costs across many thousands of units that are produced, which is compared to traditional power plants and their economies of scale from producing huge quantities of power and then distributing those costs across many thousands of consumers. So in effect, from all this, the technologies that are winning are the ones that reduce the barriers to entry to the energy sector. And when a technology gets to the point of PV where it's compelling at the mum and dad price point, you've really changed something. Battery storage at the consumer level will very likely be the next driver of change. Get that technology to become compelling, somewhere near $500 per kilowatt, and you shift everything again. Because now the barrier is lowered even more for consumers to self-generate outside daylight hours.
That's an interesting point there. So how can you get the energy players to embed the value of energy reliability?
Well, that's a great question. Assume you mean utility players, such as networks and system operators. I think that they already understand the cost of providing reliability. That's essentially how we manage, measure, and price the system costs in Australia today. What's more pertinent is how we get energy consumers to understand the value of reliability, or more correctly, energy security. The centralized grid that we have is a wonder of engineering and operational skill. For us to be able to almost perfectly match the output of our power plants to the demands of millions of households and businesses across a network that stretches 5,000 kilometers and do that in real time, 24/7, 365, it's an incredible feat. But it's also massively expensive and complex. Electricity is an economic and social necessity in today's world, and it therefore has incredible value. According to AEMO, the NEM trades almost $10 billion worth of electricity annually, and Australia is only a small market in global terms. I doubt there's anyone who thinks that they can live without electricity in some way today, but like petrol for your car, if you can get it cheaper without a lot of hassle, or even just give yourself some certainty about what you're going to pay for it, many people will do that. So here's the scary part for the traditional players in the traditional system. Up until now, there was no other way to obtain your electricity supply other than through a utility-based system. But think back to the comments I made just previously about how the new energy technologies are bringing those barriers to entry down to the point where individual consumers can generate almost all their energy needs on their roof, store it in a box in the garage, and do that for about the same price as a family's overseas holiday. Given that new reality and understanding that we're only at the beginning of the maturity and innovation curve for these technologies, if you're still sat there as the CEO of a network, generator, or fossil fuel supplier business and you don't think that this is going to affect you, I'd suggest you need to have a think again. And I'd turn the question to those businesses directly and say, How would you articulate your value to your customers in this new transition world?
Matt Robinson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.